Time once again for the 90.5 WESA Social Club for the weekend of October 17th, already 2014. Hi, I'm Josh Rollerson. Joining me, as always, is our good friend from Yelp Pittsburgh, Rachel Carlson.
Hello.
How's it going, Rachel?
It's a little scary that you say it's October.
A little scary as in Halloween?
Spooky. It's a little spooky. I know people, my husband's trying to get me to go to the haunted houses. I can't do it.
I was going to ask you for recommendations for haunted. You're not into that?
So if I am forced to go, so I like to go to Phantom Fright Nights. I love to go to Kennywood. Because I like to ride the rides, especially when it's kind of chilly and get on the roller coaster and it's dark.
And thrills and chills.
Thrills and chills. Like, that's a lot of fun. But when I go through the haunted houses, if I'm forced to go through that,
They've gotten really intense lately. Have you noticed that?
Well, they're doing now. I saw the Scare House is doing backstage tours, and they're doing a whole Walking Dead type zombie thing. Like, even just... they up the ante even just hearing, I know Walking Dead is really on my mind because it just happened Sunday.
Right.
Do you watch it?
I lost touch with it around, is it season four now? Season five?
Five,
yeah. I think I saw the first couple of season four and kind of
You're dead to me.
Drifted away.
Anyway.
I'll catch up.
Okay. So they always say how they try to up the ante on the gore factor, and they definitely do. And it's the same with the Scare House, and just from hearing around town and what I read and articles, especially with the Scare House, I hear that just every year with the makeup and the actors, and like I looked at a resume recently and someone put on their professional actor Scare House. Mm-hmm. Like, they take it seriously.
And oh, yeah.
They take the scare factor seriously.
It's really gotten professional.
Yes.
I'll say that.
So,
but like, don't you have to sign a release now when you go in?
That is for the basement.
Like, I'm cool with being touched by the actors and...
That's for the basement. Okay. So there's a separate. So
That alone sounds so sinister.
It scares me just sitting here thinking about that. But yes, I think last year or the year before, they started a consent agreement where the actors can touch you, which is just, you know, when I go through in the regular haunted houses and I go, I have someone go in front of me and I put my hand on their shoulder and then I put my head down and I just walk and close my eyes. So I'm pretty much not doing anything. And my thought is,
you're not really getting your money's worth.
Well, I don't care. I don't want to be scared. So my thought is they're not going to touch me. They're not going to touch me. They're not going to touch me. But with that, I was going to say you couldn't pay me. I mean, maybe you could pay me. But
it
would have to be a lot of money to go through that. I mean, that's terrifying. So no. But I hear the Scare House is a good one. I love Phantom Fright Nights.
Yeah.
There's Cheeseman's, which is up in Portersville.
Okay.
45, depending on how you drive. I'd say for me, 45-minute drive up 79. And that is, it's a farm, but it's also a haunted house. I'm trying to think of the other ones.
See, I'm impressed that, like, I knew if I just said, quick, haunted houses go, you'd just be able to rattle off a list, and you did.
I know.
Even though you're not into it.
I know. Even though I'm not into it, you could get any of them from me.
But do they still have like the cheesy ones where it's just a guy in a rubber mask and you stick your hand in a bowl of spaghetti or whatever and it's, you know, a little more kid friendly? Not that I'm taking my kids to any kind of
house. That's what you do when they have the trick-or-treaters come to you?
Yes. That's what's going to happen. Do you remember that episode of Roseanne, by the way?
No.
Are you too young for
No. I mean, I watched some of them.
There was an episode where John Goodman has, like, the Halloween episode, right?
Okay.
Goes all out with the crazy haunted house that's terrifying and, like, vaguely satanic. And there's, like, an evangelical Christian lady in the town who leads a campaign against it. And
it's a
great episode. Anyway, that's my dream. My kids are a little older. I'm going to be the dad in the neighborhood that has the terrifying haunted house.
That's amazing. I thought of that, too. Like, it would be kind of cool to do that. You just have to spend time. So I'm looking forward to going through your haunted house when you create that.
You're invited.
Okay, good.
All right.
Yeah, 100 Acre Manor, that's another one that has a haunted one. I feel, and I could be wrong, but I feel like there are two different levels of the hauntedness, one being scarier than the other. But I don't know. It doesn't matter what level for me. I'm out. Eyes closed. Face down. No. So.
Well, I give you credit for being up for most things, but everybody has their limits.
I know. I'll eat like alligator or ostrich or whatever.
Alligator tail's good.
I had it. Yeah, it tastes like chicken.
frog legs.
It tastes like chicken.
Sure.
So get your haunted house in with the, if you want a whole list of haunted houses, all you have to do on Yelp is just type in the keyword haunted house and all right. It'll come up.
You've got a whole section.
I've got a whole list for
you. Of course you do.
Yeah. So if you want non-scary fun.
If you don't want to be frightened.
If you don't want to be frightened like me. So this one is a new one. So this is from my pals at Commonwealth Press. They do a lot around the city. They're coming up with a beer barge. I just looked and the tickets will be gone. By the time this comes out, tickets will be gone.
It's just one of the greatest ideas I've ever heard.
A barge with beer. It's so fun. They had
Maritime Law.
Last year they had a pirate band.
Really?
There's a band in Pittsburgh that dresses up like pirates.
Of course there is.
It's
awesome.
There
has to be.
Yeah. So.
I was on a run last Sunday crossing the Fort Pitt Bridge, and there's a guy in full like Highland kit, kilt and everything, playing bagpipes all by himself, just marching over the bridge.
Well, I thought you were going to say you saw the pirate that goes to the Pirates games, because there's a guy that dresses up.
There's
as
only
a full-on
one
pirate.
Guy that does
that. I feel
that.
Like it, and he sits in the.
Seems
high...
like there should be a whole crew of them.
I know, but I feel like there's one guy that really just Johnny Depps it out.
Nice.
At the Pirates game, but anyway.
So it's inevitable that some of them would play instruments.
Yes. So Pirates on the high seas of the Three Rivers.
Love it.
So the beer barge will be sold out, but they're going to be doing this. Activities this weekend long, full time it's called, and it's pretty much if you have an event going on or you want to make an event, I assume they're trying to do this for years to come, make it in this time period and they'll promote it. So there's a bunch of different things going on. Obviously you can't do the beer barge, but they're going to be doing things at the Atlas, the new Bottle Works place in Lawrenceville. They'll be doing events at the beer place, which is up your alley. They'll be doing different tastings. Wildcard is doing a 5th anniversary at their place, so you'll get to meet some makers and probably get some deals. And Wildcard's a cool place, which I know we just discussed. We'll be talking a little bit about shopping local this holiday season, so
stay
it's
tuned.
Great.
Yeah.
Yes, stay tuned. Pittsburgh Pierogi Fest, which is also this weekend, so it's a good segue. So Pittsburgh Pierogi Fest is this weekend, and it's on Saturday. And who doesn't like a good pierogi?
Nobody.
Wait, what?
Nobody doesn't like. It's a double negative.
Good.
So everyone, therefore, likes a good pierogi.
Yes.
By definition, a good pierogi is something everyone likes.
And, I mean, the thing that's really great about it is that you can do anything. You can stuff the pierogi with anything. Sweet, savory, meats, cheeses, anything, and it's probably going to be good. So Pittsburgh Pierogi Fest is going on at Stage AE, and it's on Saturday. And so pretty much you pay $12. So they have done this before in the South Side, and they wanted to have it so that everyone would be able to have a taste of things. So you pay $12 to go to Stage AE, and then you get to come in and taste different pierogies. They'll be doing individual tastings, so you'll have to pay for those tastings. But I still think it's worth it because they're regulating the crowd this year. Mm. So you're going to be assured you're going to get some pierogies. And they're going to have entertainment, and not to mention the Yelp booth will be there with some great swag and prizes, which I always enjoy. So you can get tickets there at the door. You can get tickets prior, but it's $12, so it's really, you can't
not
beat
bad.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, not bad at all. So head there on Saturday. Or the National Aviary is having a black and white party, and that happens on Friday. So you can head to the aviary, which I love. I know we've talked about this before, avoiding birds pooping on you.
Mm-hmm. Good tip.
Yeah, I know. But it's $15. So these are all, this is what I love. It's affordable events to go to, you know, not the $100 cushy events. Not that I don't enjoy, if it's for a good cause.
Sure.
Not that I don't enjoy that.
Put on a gown and go to a gala.
Yeah,
right?
I'm into it, especially, you know, Animal Rescue League, that one's coming up. So that's a great one to do, too. That's this weekend as well, actually, the Animal Rescue League gala. So if you want to go for a good cause.
Say gala or gala?
Oh, gosh. I think gala, if you're fancy. Gala, if you're Pittsburgh. Yin's going to a gala. I don't know. I'm really bad at it. I try. I'm really bad at the Yinzer accent.
Keep working on it.
Okay.
We'll get there. I'm not even going to attempt it.
I know. It's really, but if you want some good ones, Seth Meyers has been doing it recently.
I saw, his dad is
his
from
Pittsburgh.
His dad
is from Pittsburgh. And so I saw him, he did a stand-up show here maybe 3 years ago, and it was one of the best shows I've ever seen stand-up comic-wise. And his dad is from here, so he had a whole section about the Steelers and Pittsburgh, and he just loves it. Like, you can tell he wants to live here. Like, Seth Meyers will be living here when he retires. And I'm into that because I love Seth.
All right,
Myers.
We'll have him on when he gets here.
Okay. So you can go to the National Aviary for $15. They're going to be having drinks and music and black and white. So wear your black and white and go and try not to get pooped on. But you probably won't. So we'll just promote that. You won't get pooped on, but just avoid it if you can.
So, I mean, just to be clear, there are many things to do other than not get pooped on.
Yes, yes. There's activities, music, drinks, food.
In fact, I think that's their slogan. It's on their poster. Many things to do other than
getting poop
avoid on. Poop.
Yeah. That would be a good one.
I'm going to pitch that to him.
Yeah, make a note. Yeah. Make a note. So this one would be up your alley, and it's not about beer. Is Pittsburgh Specialty Coffee Week. So this – yes, so I know.
I live in that alley.
I mean –
I live in a cardboard box behind a dumpster in that alley.
And I tried to ask you how many cups of coffee you had a day, and you really wouldn't answer me.
You could probably guess at this point.
I know. Always a cup in hand. But – they are going to be having events all weekend long. The one that really intrigues me is a latte art throwdown at Commonplace Veluto, which is on Penn Avenue.
Okay.
I think that one sounds like a cool one. And then they're going to be doing brunch at Orbis Cafe with different demonstrations. Honestly, like the thing that really... I think coffee can be comparable to cocktails in the sense of coffee culture, cocktail culture, beer culture.
Sure.
People know their stuff, their coffee, their roasts, their different ways that they do it. And we did a tour of Commonplace Coffee, which shares space with Scott from Easton, which we talked to last week, and they were doing the pour overs. And I never had a pour over before. And I love tea. I'm not a coffee person, really. I worked at Starbucks for 5 years, always had like the fancy drinks or tea.
Right.
I had this pour over, and it was the best thing ever. It was I had no sugar, no cream. It was delicious.
Yeah. Nice.
So I think this could be an introduction, if you're not into coffee, to maybe just try it out this weekend. There's a list of events on here, and all of them are free. So you can check out the website through Yelp and see what you might fancy for coffee.
What do you fancy for coffee?
Like I said, I really, since the pour over and since drinking coffee a little bit more, I really enjoy the pour over. I really like a latte. I've gone away from the sweet, so no sugar, but I do love cream. So I really do like to add cream to my coffee. But I also, at 21st Street, they make this mocha where they split, it's half whole milk, half chocolate milk mocha.
Yeah.
It is divine.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like a dessert. Like that's my treat some weeks is I'll go to 21st Street and get a mocha. It's just the best.
Nice.
So you can check those coffee places out. And then this one I think is really cute, and this is something that they do on a consistent basis, but I just want to mention it, is breakfast in a movie at the Hollywood Theater, because it's one of my favorite movies. Rear Window.
Oh, good one.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I did a Hitchcock class at Point Park, taught by the Richard Rao. If you've gone to Point Park and did theater, you definitely know him. He's a quirky character. But it introduced me to some fantastic movies by Hitchcock. And I think Rear Window is one of my favorite. And I just – it's a great movie to see. And you get breakfast and a movie at this. And the tickets are only $8 to $15, depending on kids and adults. And the Hollywood Theater is a really awesome theater in Dormont, independently owned. They do a mix of movies that are documentaries, that are current indie movies, and then these older movies. So
yeah.
it's a really great thing to go to.
Rear Window is classic. It's great.
It's such a
suspenseful and in all those Hitchcock ways, but it's a little bit lighter and it's got some comedy to it.
I agree. Yeah. And I just think it's, I love Jimmy Stewart. Jimmy Stewart, right?
Jimmy Stewart, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
With the broken leg.
And he's
hopping around.
That's where I fell in love, so it's just great.
All right.
So, lots to do this weekend, caffeine and birds and really lots to do.
Sounds great. Rachel, thanks again.
Thanks.
And you can find details on all of these things, as usual, at yelp.com, also on our website, wesa.fm. Thanks to Reed Carter for putting together the show notes and links, and you can find out all the details you're looking for right there. Thanks again to Reed. Thanks to Rachel Carlson. You can follow her at Yelp Pittsburgh. Thanks to Josh Mobley. Also on Twitter at Josh Mobley Music. And thanks so much to you for listening. We'll come at you again next week with a fresh download of Social Club. Until then, have a great weekend.